know, you can continue learning from the comfort of your own home. It doesn't have to be a chore. MedBridge is here to make your life easier as a clinician and not to interfere with your life as a clinician.
There are so many different categories you can search through things. There's a women's health thing. Obviously, I was really big in the pain science section. They have a bunch of vestibular stuff on there. They have concussion stuff on there. They have pediatric management, sensory integration things. And this is what I was just looking within the PT section. And they have a certification preparation section.
We actually do cover all your live CEU requirements. From our point of view, it's about closing that loop, that continued collaboration between clinician and patient.
This is Maestro on the Mic,
a podcast designed to help you change your mindset and your life.
It is time for something new.
Join host Dr. Shante Cofield, also known as the Movement Maestro, on a journey to see the bigger picture.
Open your eyes.
Find your passion.
And discover how movement unites us all.
Let's get it popping.
This is Maestro on the Mic. I'm the Maestro, and you're about to get maestrified.
3, 2, 1.
Hey guys, Maestro here, coming at you live with another episode of Maestro on the Mic. Today I have a very different type of episode. I have with me a Mr. Steve Carbery. He's all the way from sunny Scotland. He moved to even more sunny Seattle, and he's the affiliate program manager of MedBridge. If you guys aren't familiar with MedBridge, it's an online continuing ed platform. It's brilliant. And I brought him on to discuss everything about it and just let you guys know what it is, give you some ways to save some money, and just open your eyes to the fact that, yeah, it's 2019. We don't have to leave our house as much to go and learn, and I want to help you guys out. So without further ado, welcome to the show, Steve.
Hi, pleasure to be here.
Pleasure to have you with the best accent, my friend. Thank you for taking the time. I really appreciate this. So, Steve, can we just hop on right in? Why don't you tell the people a little bit about yourself, and then you can tell them a little bit about MedBridge.
Sure. So, as you mentioned, I'm from never rainy, always dry and sunny Scotland, on the east coast there, Edinburgh. I moved over here a year ago this month, in fact, over to the Seattle and the Pacific Northwest, because they told me it was just like home. And I have a background in sports marketing. I've been a runner since I could stand up, competitively, and nowadays less so. And now I have the privilege of being able to help people lead their active lives through supporting them with MedBridge.
I love it. And how'd you get into MedBridge or involved with MedBridge?
So really, I was just because I come from a marketing background, I was kind of looking around for marketing jobs, and it's always good to it's easiest to do a job that you know and to work in an arena that you know. I know active lifestyles. So I've been working with that and in that industry, as I say, for a long time. And so when I was looking around at companies that support active lifestyles, and I'm a little bit wary of working for a company that don't necessarily represent the values that I do. And so it's a privilege to have to be able to make that choice, but I was able to when I saw MedBridge. They stand for what I stand for, and I saw that they had I actually applied for a different role, and they said, no, we want you for this one instead. And there I was.
They were smart. So you guys, full disclosure, Steve had reached out to me, a few weeks ago, because he is really freaking good at his job, and was like, hey, are you interested in being an affiliate for this? Basically, we got on the phone, and I was like, dude, this company stands for, like he was just saying, what I agree with, and just the quality of the product that they're delivering is really good. And I was like, Steve, I'd love to expose my audience to this, but let me bring you on the podcast so that it's not just me sitting there being like, this thing's really awesome. They can hear a human from the company to see like, yeah, this is a cool product, but also this is a cool company. So that's why I brought him on, you guys. But Steve, why don't we move forward with that kind of in that same vein, and why don't you tell people about MedBridge?
Of course. So MedBridge is a, it's two things. It's an online continued education platform, and it's also a patient engagement and adherence platform. So the primary thing that we started off doing was providing continued education CEUs for therapists across a range of disciplines, PTs, OTs, SLPs, and ATs, and ABCs and OMGs.
Exactly. And, all the
working on BBQs. And we also eventually added patient engagement and education tools and functionalities, because that was it was something that was highlighted early on as a function of clinical management platforms that were kind of missing in the those early days.
Totally. How long has this kind of been around? You said early days, so like this is not a new thing.
Yeah, so it's an ancient old company. It was 2011 it started.
Wow.
Yeah,
you're really ahead of the trend there.
I know. So 2011 we got off the ground and opened for business. We got our own studio. We have I believe it's the biggest film studio in the northwest of the US, and we opened that in 2014. We went mobile in 2015, and then we actually published our 1,000th course in back in 2017.
Whoa! You guys hear that? Over 1,000 courses. That's kind of mind blowing. That's that's amazing. But go on. I didn't mean to interrupt you there.
That's all right. So we kicked off in 2011. Basically, our CEO Justin Kowalczyk, his sister is a PT, and he spent some time working in her clinic, and he experienced firsthand essentially the difficulties that she had balancing an insanely busy clinical life with the need to continue her education and also to manage the patient engagement side of things. And he saw that firsthand. And so, as with all kind of great business ideas, it kind of gave him a spark, and he went away and looked into how to really solve for those kind of pain points of getting CEUs when you're also working full time, and making sure that your patients are happy and how you can kind of work with them.
Amen. As a PT, I see this firsthand. I saw this firsthand. It's one of the reasons that I started doing a lot more of my stuff online, just because it's difficult for people to get to courses. You know, the cost too, sometimes it's a bit cost prohibitive, where it's not just, okay, well, here's the cost of the course, but then I have to fly there and then to stay there all weekend. So, you know, a lot of things come up, and this is the way everything is going. So it's amazing that he had the foresight all the way back then to be able to do this. Like,
and I think as much fun as conferences can be, if it's over a weekend, let's be honest, what are you doing on Saturday night? You're not staying in the hotel and revising the things you learned that day, are you? Which makes Sunday a washout. Yeah. You might as well be at home in your PJs learning online.
Yeah, you are so right. So I want to back it up just a second there. In terms of who this is for,
sure.
You want to dive into that a little bit?
Yeah, so basically we cover, in terms of disciplines, we cover physical therapists, occupational therapists, athletic trainers, speech language pathologists, nurses, and we started out with PT stuff just because that was where Justin's background was, or that was where he his experience was. So he started out with that, and the AT courses at the same time, expanded into OT courses, and then the speech and nursing side came more kind of recently. So it's for everybody who is either a new grad going into one of those disciplines, or currently practicing one of those disciplines, or an assistant practicing one of those disciplines.
You guys, one of the things that I want you to take from that is the fact that you can take courses from other disciplines. So they're all on there. The platform is really sleek. As I'm all about technology, the platform is really sleek. It's done really well. The videos are like high def. It's done very, very well. But one of the coolest parts is that you can take courses from other disciplines, which if you listen to my podcast at all, you know that I'm all about collaboration. And I realize it can be kind of scary to go to like an ATC course or to go to an SLP course. And so maybe you don't want to do that, but now you can have access to that from your own, you know, apartment, your own house, which I think is really, really cool. And this is what we need to be doing. You know, with my Moving with the Maestro courses, I have all disciplines that attend. When I teach rock tape courses, all disciplines attend. And the conversations that can go on and kind of like tips and tricks and techniques and experiences that you can just learn from listening to someone else and seeing how they go about things and looking at things through their lens is phenomenal. So I think that is another benefit of this platform, that you do have this interdisciplinary model.
I think you see...
Go ahead.
I was going to say, I think you see quite often, you'll see reports of OTs potentially, or PTs or SLPs, and they're talking about the difficulties they have in the workplace. And one of those difficulties is getting other people, other therapists within their workplace to understand their perspective. And, you know, that collaboration is absolutely the key word that you mentioned there. It's something that we believe in wholeheartedly, and it's understanding what your colleague thinks and why they're thinking it, and you know, why they're approaching a problem from a certain point of view. It's invaluable, really, having that extra string to your bow.
I like that. Having that extra string to your bow. Is that like a UK thing? I never heard that phrase before.
It can be.
Look at that. Are you guys listening? You let me know if you've heard that before. That's my first time hearing that. That's going into my little vocabulary. So that's awesome. Steve, how many courses are you guys up to now?
So PT courses, we have, I just looked the other day and we just reached over 1,100. We're 1,101 for PTs and ATs. We have 70 hours of evidence-based courses for ATCs. We've got 940 OT courses and 500 odd speech pathology courses, which is increasing monthly. And every one of those is obviously recorded in our studio. It's all HD. I see the production team all the time, and they've always got some new clever little camera techie thing that's, you know, we've got our own kind of mini Pixar in house.
It shows, like, you guys listening, I said before about how the quality of it and how it's delivered. If you go and you kind of check it out and you go, you know, play around with the actual website, the way that it's done is you have these videos, but you also have the slides next to it. It separates things by chapter. You can go, you know, forward, backward, leave, come back to that, because it saves your place. You can print things out. So it's not like this, like, singular video that you watch and kind of like I did the first time through with my Vimeo breathing video, where it's like, you know, I'm just trying to kind of figure things out. This is a company that's been doing this. And it's just so, so sleek and so user-friendly and just organized the way that you'd want something to be organized, where it's like, here's everything straightforward. Chapters are laid out, the slides, because, you know, a lot of people, we still learn with that kind of format. And you also have the video with that person speaking. And like you said, it's recorded in his, in their studio. So you have this continuity across all of the, across all of the platforms. Yeah. Steve, how are the, and maybe you don't know, but how are the speakers and the instructors, how are they chosen?
So we do work with a couple of consultants within the disciplines who will find people who have a history of delivering courses, either academically or they're kind of regular speakers at the conferences. But we work with the thought leaders in every discipline. So, you know, a PT perspective, especially from a sport perspective, we have somebody like Lenny Macrina who's doing courses, and we have people that are they're the established leaders within their discipline. They're writing the textbooks that, especially, we hear from grads all the time, or new grads, and they're we tell them who's doing the course and they're like, whoa, that I just read her textbook, or whatever it might be.
It is pretty cool. You guys listening, if you're looking for another big name, and this is kind of what drew me to it, Adrian Lowe has some courses on there, which to me is like mind-blowing, because that man is just on another level, and how he presents is awesome. Like, he's not a Ben Stein. Like, this guy knows how to present. He's fun, he's dynamic, he's brilliant, and he's covering topics that are, you know, so cutting edge right now. You know, pain science is the hotness, and if you want to learn from someone, he's the guy. So just the names that you have and the caliber of instructor is,
and at the end of the day, that speaks to what we're really about, which is democratization of education. So these are people that would ordinarily, you would only get to hear them speak if you paid a fortune to go to their conference or the national governing body conference, or you're lucky enough to get them come deliver a lecture at college. And so, you know, our point is to kind of take these people and put them in front of everybody, because that's the more that we can share that level of education, everybody benefits.
Dude, that segues really nicely. We're going to talk about price now, because I hate when I go and listen to podcasts and they like wait till like the 59th minute to be like, also it's $1,000. And you're like, shit, I've been listening to this whole thing. And then now you're going to drop this on me. But before I get to that, two things. One, you guys listening, if you're hearing an annoying sound in the background, those are my annoying neighbors and they have dogs and I don't know what they're building right now. So I'm sorry about the background noise. I tried to get rid of that, but I can't, like, do but so much. Like I was saying earlier, I brought Steve on. He had asked me to be an affiliate. So you guys listening, I have introduced this affiliate model to you before. If you're on my mailing list, you've heard even more about this affiliate model, which I think is a brilliant model. Affiliate model basically is such that you promote something, and if someone buys something through your link or using your code, you get some sort of financial return. You guys don't have to. I don't want you to feel pressured to use the link that I post or anything like that. But I do have to fully disclose that. And I want you guys to understand, like, this is real talk, the business world here. I want to expose you to this platform. I did my research. I played around with it beforehand. And if you go to my website, I have other affiliate stuff. Brianna Battle's content, Danny Matei's content. The things that I support and the things that I'm an affiliate for are only things that I believe in and that I personally use. I never just put something out there to be like, hey, let me make a quick dollar. You guys know that that is absolutely the antithesis of what I stand for. So part of the reason that I brought Steve on was, like I said, for you guys to hear from him. But I just want to let you know, I am an affiliate. So if you do buy and we have a nice discount for you, I do get a return on that. So flipping it over to you, Steve.
Sure.
What's the deal? What's the cost? How does all of this work?
So essentially, if a subscriber purchases through your link on your site, then they will receive $175 off the regular subscription price. So we offer two levels of subscription. We do an education-only subscription, which they'd be able to get for $200. And education-only, like you said, covers all disciplines. So there's no restriction on what they can see. They're not restricted to their own discipline. When you subscribe, our site does ask you for your discipline, because it also manages your licensing and it also manages your CEU hours. So it can send that automatically to your governing body, to APTA or your regional. So it does ask you for your discipline, but you're not restricted to that one. So for $200, you can access all of the courses across all disciplines. For an extra $50, which, let's face it, is what a week's worth of Starbucks, although other coffees are available, you can get access to the premium subscription, which includes the patient education side and the patient engagement side. And this is, to be honest, to me, this is the absolute jewel in the crown. The number of times since I've come here and I've thought back to the times I've visited a PT, because I'm a runner, therefore I'm a bit of an idiot, therefore I don't do any strength and conditioning. And I just go out and run and expect to not get hurt at the end of it. And the number of times I've visited a PT and not kept up with the program because I either forgot what I was supposed to do, or I lost interest, or I woke up in the morning and thought, well, it doesn't hurt now, so why would I continue doing these exercises? Mm-hmm. And the patient engagement side and the home exercise programs that the clinician can put together, just, it's a world of difference. It makes such a huge difference where you can just, as a clinician, you can drag and drop the exercises you want your patient to do. As a patient, there's a mobile app that's free, so you can see the prescribed exercises for you, the repetitions, the frequency. You can put in comments to your back to your PT as a patient and say, well, that really hurt. That one was easy. Thanks. I'll take more of those. And then you as the clinician get to see that two-way conversation. And the patient engagement side, which comes with the premium subscription, it's really kind of the icing on the cake. So that's at $250 for an annual subscription. I think of it like FlixNet, the online video subscription service.
You said FlixNet.
FlixNet.
Steve.
Other subscription services are available.
FlixNet.
Netflix. Yeah, that's the one.
FlixNet.
I don't want them getting in touch and saying you used our service name unauthorized. But if you think of it as like an annual subscription, you get access to all the courses all the time throughout that year. And you can do as many CEUs as you can possibly fit in.
It is a no-brainer, guys. So I'm going to just repeat what he said and then ask you a few more questions here. One, it's $175 off. So that brings your baseline cost to $200 for the full year. This is not $200 a month, just so you guys know. That's for the full year. Or you can bump it up for another $50 and get that patient engagement side, which is huge. If you guys don't have a current provider, you know, web exercises or WebEx or something like that right now, it's a nice little perk for another $50, you know, over the cost of a year. So that is freaking huge.
And one of the
go ahead.
I was gonna say, one of the good things about our kind of patient home exercise offering is that you can upload your own videos. So every coach has their own session, right, that they like to drop on people and when they're not expecting it. And as a PT, you may have your own exercise or set of exercises that you know works really well for a certain condition. And you could record a patient doing the exercise on your smartphone. You get them doing it. You're watching them. You're making sure they're instructed properly. They're doing the exercise. You can then upload that to their home exercise program. It's completely private to you and that patient. So when they're at home, it's not just copying somebody in a studio, which is already, it's a good quality, but it's them. It's them doing the exercise that they're referring to, which is it's terrific.
It's incredible for buy-in. I know that when I was treating a lot more, the platform that I was using was called Word Document and sending links, and it's annoying. I'd like upload it to YouTube and then like have this like running, is a really long like Excel sheet that I have to, you know, kind of search through. So this is just, you know, for an upcharge of $50, it's kind of a no-brainer, like you said, and just so customized. Like, that was actually the question that I was going to ask was, you know, can you upload your own things? Yeah. And the answer is yes. You guys, $200 a year, $250 if you want the upgraded portion with patient engagement, which is like a no-brainer. And CEUs. The coolest part about this, like Steve said, you put your information in the beginning, but you can also track things or not track things. That's not the right word. Search things by state to see, you know, what is accredited in which state. You can still take courses without it being accredited in that state, but you won't get credit for that. But to be able to watch these videos at any point in time from the comfort of your own home, like my boss, Allison, you guys know her. I've talked about her a few times. She's been telling me this is the way of the future. And I was like, no, it's not. And now I'm like, this is amazing. So it's kind of a no-brainer. What about our international folks, Steve?
Yeah. So we actually have a bunch of subscribers from all around the globe. We have some in Latin America. We have some over in Europe. We have loads from the UK, loads from Australia. Obviously, most of the courses and exercise programs are in English, although I will add that we have a couple of hundred exercise programs translated to Spanish. But yeah, for international customers, it doesn't currently meet international accreditations because the process of being accredited for every country's governing body across all disciplines would require a company that's three times the size of ours all year to do it.
Yeah,
but the courses are certainly available. There's no restriction on where you are in the world. So, I mean, you can even do your CEUs on holiday.
Yeah.
Sitting on a beach, learning.
Come on, guys. Come on. One of the reasons that I was actually pretty jammed, or pretty jazzed, I should say, about the potential for, you know, partnership here was because I know you guys need and want CEUs. I am somewhat staunchly opposed to providing or offering CEUs for my personal course because it's a pain in the ass to get them. Like, that's why big companies do it and not small companies. And they have to do it state by state, and to make it multidisciplinary, it's a lot of time and it's a lot of money. And I will likely never offer CEUs for my personal courses, but I wanted to give you guys an option because I get it. I am a licensed physical therapist too. You need to have CEUs, right? You need to keep up. And let's face it, a lot of the courses out there suck. And we go and we sit, and you sit there for a weekend and you're like, damn, I just wasted a weekend. I didn't learn anything. I guess it's good I got my CEUs, but there's a better way to spend our time. So when Steve called me up, I had heard about MedBridge years ago, and it's just a great alternative. I think I probably brought it up in another podcast before, or just, you know, I said it because when people reach out to me and they're looking for continuing ed courses, obviously I am all about Rock Tape. We offer, you know, continuing ed to so many different disciplines. But in terms of that online model, I've always been like, hey, MedBridge, this is the thing. Like, especially when I hear people just bitching about having to take courses and courses are so bad and they don't have time. And it's like, hey, go pay for the in-person ones that don't give you any CEUs. And then just get a freaking $200 subscription for something that you can use for the entire year and get as many CEUs as you want. Yes, I realize, you know, some states may limit how many you can have from online, but that's okay. You can still get a majority of them this way. And just in terms of categories, and Steve, you can chime in at any point about this, but there are so many different categories you can search through things. There's a women's health thing. Obviously, I was really big in the pain science section. They have a bunch of vestibular stuff on there. They have concussion stuff on there. They have pediatric management, sensory integration things. And this is what I was just looking within the PT section. And they have a certification.
Yeah, the certification prep section. Programs they're pretty huge for us. But I mean, I just want to reiterate as well on one point there that we actually do cover all your live CEU requirements. We do live webinars, and we are accredited with APTA and across other disciplines to what we call Simulive. So we'll rebroadcast a recorded webinar, but we'll have a live Q&A with the original instructor at the end of it. So that still counts for live CEU, so we can actually do the whole shebang.
Amazing.
You never need to leave your house.
Look at this. What a time to be alive. Let's all be hermits.
Yes.
I love this model. You guys know I'm always trying to just stay in Southern California, so this is amazing. For those courses, Steve, are there like tests that you have to take at the end?
So as part of the accreditation process, we have to provide learning outcomes at the start, as in this is what you're going to know at the end, and then we provide tests throughout each course, so you can basically make sure you've learned the preceding couple of chapters before you progress on, and then you can redo them if you missed a few bits. So we do that for every course, and then from the certification prep programs, which we have for orthopedic certifications, geriatric, neuro, pediatric, and obviously probably for yourself and a lot of your listeners, the sports certified specialist prep. We do test exams, test questions, all the way through, and we have, I think it's 93% pass rate from those prep programs.
This is like, I'm mind blown. You guys know I have my OCS. I did not use MedBridge because I wasn't a member then. But the thing to me is like, all right, still go ahead and do, I don't even remember what I use. I think I bought the modules from APTA that's a lie. My friend had them and I used them because they were too expensive. They were like $600 or something crazy. And I bought like that, you know, whatever, Orthopedic Secrets book. But this is kind of like, if you already have this thing purchased for your CEUs, this is just another bonus of like, hey, I can also use this as additional material, supplemental material, or perhaps your own only material for studying for some of these, board certifications. Like, this is just, it's an unreal platform. I'm really stoked that I had the time, or I should say the opportunity, to go and really, you know, pop around in it and take some of the courses and sit through them. It's just to be, I don't like rules, guys. You know this. So to be able to learn how I want, when I want, what I want, and we know you got to get those stupid CEUs anyway. It's kind of a no-brainer. And you can go through the ethics and stuff like that because you know we have to get that.
Yeah.
Like, at least I didn't know that. And then I moved to California because it's different state by state. And then Doc Jen Fit was like, have you gotten your ethics stuff? And I was like, what? So here we go, getting it covered this.
There's a ton of compliance courses on there as well to help with all that. We try to cover all the bases. It's not just your clinical education. It's your professional development, isn't it, as well? So
it's everything, and it's just laid out really nicely. Like, you go to the platform, it's really streamlined. We can look at the accreditation per state, you can look at it per discipline, then we go by specialty on there. You can look at courses based on body region, you can look at courses based on setting. They also will separate it based on difficulty of the course, so this is really just so customized for what you want to be learning. It's, to me, a total, total no-brainer. I stand behind this. This MedBridge gets 100% of the Maestro approval. So if any of you guys out there have been like, I don't know, I heard about it, but I don't know about it, Yes, yes. And one more time, absolutely.
I think the important thing as well is that it fits with your approach that the PT is a coach and not an allopathic doctor, as you said a couple of weeks ago.
Yes. And it's my man listens to the podcast.
Be daft not to. Treatment is a team effort, and it's about, from our point of view, it's about closing that loop between the clinician's performance, between the patient's happiness and their response, and giving active feedback, which then informs the clinician, who's like, well, I actually don't know about how to resolve this, so let me go and find some education now. And maybe it's a 30-minute course, maybe it's a 10-minute course, maybe it's an hour and a half. And that closes that loop about returning that continued collaboration between clinician and patient.
My God, this man... Steve, they hired the right man for the job. They absolutely hired. This is so good. You guys, Steve listens to the podcast. He's a brilliant man. You know, he chooses to listen. But this is a message that I've been sending. And I actually was just having a discussion the other day with one of my maestro mentees, if you will. And I see people oftentimes rushing to take courses, rushing to sign up for courses, without really knowing if they need to take it, without really knowing why they're taking it, besides like, oh, maybe I heard it was cool, maybe I think I'm going to need this. My suggestion for everyone, and this is like, you know, the question I get from people like, should I go and get this extra certification? Go and do things, and then when you come to a barrier that you need more education, that you need more letters, then go and buy that thing. This is a perfect way to kind of bridge that gap. And fill in that space and fill in that knowledge gap until you need to go and, you know, do an in-person course or do whatever, another big certification. Like Steve just said, he hit the nail on the head there. Go and treat people, especially my new grads out there or my professionals that are looking to switch careers, right? Or looking to add something. So I have a lot of massage therapists that are like, should I get a personal training certification? I have a lot of... personal trainers are like, should I get a massage therapy license? I have people that are like, should I become a PT? And what I think you need to do first is go and do your thing. Do work on doing the thing you want to do. And when someone says, no, you cannot do this without this next, you know, letters after your name, then go get them. But until then, you may not need them. And this is a perfect thing to do to fill that in. Get all this information, learn these things, and then see, okay, well, you know, maybe now I need to go and get X, Y, and Z. All right, cool. But at least you have all this knowledge. You have patients that maybe come to you and you're like, I'm not quite sure what to do. All right, cool. Let's hop on MedBridge and let's look up BPPV, because Lord knows that's something I'm very, very weak in. I'm like, oh, that was like, vestibular stuff was always like, oh, I don't really know that much about it. So it's... Steve, my man, closing the loop of learning, I freaking love it. This is...
And from our point of view, it's education for its own sake is its own reward. But at the end of the day, when you're busy and you need to educate for a purpose, that education needs to be targeted and specific. So it needs to be relevant to the pain point you're solving for.
Yes, my man. Steve, this is amazing. If you guys, I just realized from before, I didn't even tell you how you could get it. I was like, I want to give you the price. I really hate when people hide the price of things. So I wanted to give you that. And then I was like, but I'm not going to tell you how to get it. What a dummy. If you guys are interested in this, I do have my own link that you can use. It'll be in the show notes. For those of you guys that have platforms that allow you to see the show notes, it's in the show notes. For those of you that don't, very simple, www.themovementmaestro.com/MedBridge. It'll take you to the page, and this way, if you do go to purchase, that discount will automatically be applied. Is there a code, Steve? We started to kind of discussing this before, but just to kind of clarify for them.
Sure. So they can use a promo code of Maestro. It's not case sensitive, and it's just like any other shopping cart for online shopping. If you put a promo code, there's a box there to put your promo code in, and when you do that and apply it, it'll apply that discount straight away.
Awesome. So very, very straightforward. Once again, the link is www.themovementmaestro.com/MedBridge. If it asks for a code, the code will be Maestro. You'll know you're in the right spot and done the right stuff if you get that discount applied, which is $175 off, bringing your cost down to $200 for the year if you go with that kind of education-only model. Option, or if you go for the patient engagement option, then it's $250 for the year. Very, very simple, very straightforward, guys. Mr. Steve, is there anything else that you'd like to tell the people?
I think it's, I was kind of wondering about, obviously kind of topics to talk about, and I kind of thought it's important to look at the future. So, I mean, where we are now is what we've discussed so far and, you know, where we came from. But I think when you look at the future of continued education or just online education in general, it's easy to kind of fall down the rabbit hole of thinking, well, we'll just be, there'll be holographs and it'll be, help me, Obi-Wan, I've torn my calf, or, but that is, it's like following the glittery thing without really getting distracted by the shiny thing. From our point of view, it's going to be, I mean, we talk about closing the loop a lot, but closing the loop really means using the data that you as a clinician are getting from your patients to make that loop smaller and smaller. And we could, you know, talk about VR headsets, and you'll be kind of training on this kind of thing in the air, or you'll be working on your patient and seeing the inside of their leg, or a representation of the inside of their leg or shoulder, whatever it might be. But from our point of view, tech for tech's sake is not necessarily helpful. You see it all the time. Somebody creates something and you go, well, that's cool, but what's it for? You know, and if a PT created a, I've got this perfect rehab solution for people's third arms, and, well, you know, nobody has a third arm growing out of their chest yet.
Yes.
But when they do, this will be the perfect rehab solution. So it's, we don't want to go down that route of just creating tech that nobody's asking for and isn't going to be relevant to the task at hand. So our point of view for the future is going to be just keeping that loop nice and tight and using the data that the clinician gets from their patient to help the clinician make better informed decisions.
This is awesome. Like, it's just, Steve, it's really refreshing when you talk to someone who gets it, when you talk to someone who shoots you straight, when you see a company that's just doing things right and not, you know, that's the fear we have with bigger companies and going with bigger things in general, is that they have lost touch with what the individual needs, that they're just putting things out there because they can make more money and kind of selling people on shiny things that maybe people don't need. So it's really refreshing when you hear that. And you guys, this is why I brought Steve on, because I wanted you to hear from someone, a human, a very dope human with an amazing accent in the company, as to what this company is about and something you can really get behind, and a product that you could really believe in. So, Steve, man, that's dope. I'm glad you shared that with me. Thank you. Or us, I should say. Glad you shared that with us.
I think with big companies, they kind of, they feel like they've finished what they were doing to start with, and then they need to innovate. And it's like, well, do you really need to innovate, or do you just need to do what you're doing better?
That's it. Go deep, not wide. Don't fix it if it ain't broke. Like, it's really refreshing to hear that, because I think that we live in a time where there are so many advances and ways to do things, and it's getting easier. And the main thing I can think of is freaking Apple. Like, I love Apple products because I'm stuck with them. But now they're making all these stupid, the new MacBooks have no, like, ports on them, and you're like, what are you doing? This is making my life actually more difficult. Just make a phone for me that doesn't break and that has a battery that lasts a long time. Like, I don't need all this other stuff and you change everything and, like, the best camera ever. Like, it works just fine.
I think you have to
make my shit not break.
You have to blink and twitch your nose in the right sequence.
Exactly, then it works.
Yeah.
Like, go on. This is ridiculous. So this is awesome, man. Awesome. Anything else you want to share with us, Steve?
Not really, only just that, you know, as I like to say, every day is a school day, and, you know, you can continue learning from the comfort of your own home. It doesn't have to be a chore. MedBridge is here to make your life easier as a clinician, and not to interfere with your life as a clinician.
You guys, that's a mic drop. Thank you. Making life easy. If they have any questions, so this is like a weird one, because usually when I bring someone on, I'm like, if you have any questions, reach out. Like, I don't know if you necessarily, you're the guy that they want to reach out to if they have questions about this. Is there somewhere, like, there's probably a, you know, contact us?
Yeah, so we have a contact form on our website, but we also have a customer service team. You can call in and just ask them any of the most ridiculous questions you can think of. They'll be more than happy to speak to you. And we're open, I think it's 6 a.m. PST through to 6 p.m. They're basically here when I get here, and they're here after I've gone. Yeah. So yes, and that number is on our website.
The website for that, guys, is just going to be medbridgeeducation.com. But if you go through the link that I gave you, that'll pop up there too, because you can go to, like, the home screen of that. But once again, to reiterate, website so you can save yourself some money, and by some I mean $175, like this is kind of a no-brainer, is www.themovementmaestro.com/MedBridge. You can go to the main website there, you know, look for any questions, FAQs, things like that. Sign up through there. The discount should be $175. Amazing, amazing, amazing. Steve, thank you.
No, thank you.
This is like, this is awesome. You left some, you left a few statements that I have to reiterate here. One, you said jewel in the crown. Two, you said extra string to the bow. And three, you said you'd be daft not to do something. This is like, I'm always like, let me learn. Amazing. Love all these little phrases. Taking them with me. Those are the important things from the episode.
I look forward to hearing them on future episodes.
It's so good. I'm like, it's a jewel in the crown, extra string to the bow, daft not to listen to the maestro on the mic.
Absolutely.
I love it. I love it. I love it. You are the best, Steve. Thank you again for joining us. Truly, truly, truly thank you. This is, and thank you for reaching out to me. This is, you know, like I said before, this is an honor. This is something I stand behind, and, you know, thank you. Thank you for thinking of me with this.
Well, no, it makes absolute sense to me because you stand for what we do.
So this is absolutely awesome. And you guys listening, thank you. I know you could have been doing anything, but you chose to listen to us. I mean, who wouldn't want to listen to Steve's accent? But you chose to listen to us, and for that, we are endlessly, endlessly grateful. I am not going to ask for any likes. I'm not going to ask for any subscriptions or anything like that. I'm going to ask that if you liked this episode, if you think that this product is something that you could use, or, you know, something that someone that you know could use, share this episode with them. Let them hear the whole thing. You don't have to share my link or anything like that. Share the episode. Let them hear what this thing is about. Movement unites us all. Collaboration, not competition. Education, man. That's how we're going to move forward. So let's share the wealth. Until next time, friends, Steve and Maestro